what grade would you give yourself for this year?
Good solid B plus.
Your party says you inherited a bad situation. You've had 3.5 years to fix it. What grade would you give yourself so far for doing that?
You know, I would say incomplete.
That tuition's really well spent. Imagine if you're a parent and your kid comes home Thanksgiving break. How you doing? Because last year was getting a B plus. This year it's an incomplete. Would you be happy you were dropping $45K a year on that education? Community college time. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 800-876-4123. It is ladies' night tonight at the Democrat National Convention. When I think ladies' night at the DNC, what song comes to mind? Let me think. This is where I pad, waiting for the song. All right, Boston's playing along with me. What song do I think? This is where you're on television. You have the blurry effect comes over this over the screen. Someone rubs Vaseline on it. What song?
Pretty woman, won't
Thank
you.
You. Elizabeth Warren will be speaking tonight. Keep this music going. Nancy Keenan of NARAL. Wait, she was at the Victoria's Secret show. Yeah, she's attractive. Sandra Fluck. Pretty woman. And Michelle Obama, pretty woman. That's fine. Who else? Who are we missing? Oh, wait, Mikulski speaking? What? She's not speaking. You are horrible.
I think that's what we know about women and contraception. We know that if it's free, by golly, they'll use it and they'll use it a lot. As an ardent practicing Catholic who knows more about the catechesis than that old Pope Benny the 16th knows.
Oh, pretty woman. Barney Frank is speaking tonight. He's speaking at Ladies' Night? What? Cecil Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Oh, these are pretty women who have not yet been aborted. Okay. Don't you love that build-up, Boston? I give you time. I pad so well for us to get that song. Well, there are lots of options. Beautiful Girls. There was
All the Girls I've Loved Before.
Joining us now, Chris Bagala. Poor Chris has to listen to all of this. Chris, we love you. That's why we have you on with the build-up to the ladies' night. Of course, political consultant and who knows more about the poll game, and I call it the poll game, P-O-L-L game, and the gamesmanship that goes on before elections. Chris was on O'Reilly with me last week, the week before. I can't remember. It's all a blur. And he did a terrific segment on unpacking these polls. He joins us now. Chris, how are you?
I am good, Laura. Hope you have your flak jacket on. You're in Charlotte.
Have it all, babe. Have it all. The plexiglass riot shield.
Yes.
I'm actually dressed up as a liberal, though, so it's good. So I have the tie-dye shirt on. I haven't washed and bathed in a few weeks. And I have a big floppy dog behind me. And I have mismatching flip-flops. So it's a good look. I'm blending.
Good.
Hey,
Chris,
first of all, the ladies' night deal, right? This is plus Barney Frank. So it's ladies' night, and the conversation here at the convention is not going to specifically trumpet abortion. It's going to be more like women's health care choices and women's health and reproductive rights, right? Because now we know 51% of America, according to Gallup, calls itself pro-life. So the idea that you're not the extremist when you have abortion on demand in your platform, I mean, that kind of flies in the face of logic, does it not?
Of course it does. And, you know, we're about 40% or less than 40% of this entire nation which is pro-choice. So, you know, they walk in, the vast minority, and of course when you get into abortion, partial birth, you know, you're getting into the far, far, far wacko left. So, you know, it's their ladies' night. You know what? I think it's better that the country see Sandra Fluck go out there and plead for more contraception as she, you know, continues to study and do other things late into the night. So I think it's fine. Just think of those independents out there. If they are going to watch tonight, they're going to see, you know, I think a female point of view that most don't even have a clue as far as how to relate to. So really, it's a good thing.
Well, I agree. I think it couldn't be better. This parade of ideological horribles that's going to emerge on the scene tonight, I'm delighted. I couldn't be happier. And I joked earlier that the only way they can keep all these people in that that stadium that Obama's going to appear in, because he's too good to be in the regular venue. He has to move himself to a stadium on Thursday night. They're going to have to give out free birth control to get people to stay there, right? I mean, there are not enough buses to get people to come in from Virginia for that event. I mean, this is not exactly going to be Invesco Field, 70,000 people like it was in Denver. I mean, I don't think the excitement, they might have the bodies, but they're not going to have the excitement.
No, they won't. They won't have the Greek columns. And you know, what is so unbelievable is there's just so many issues and dynamics that relate to almost like a tin pot Latin dictator, you know, bussing in the people for the speech. I mean, this is an absolute joke. Not only are they bussing them in, I guarantee you those SEIU and other labor people are getting paid and fed just to attend. So, you know, if that's his vision of America, and that's the left's vision, then so be it. The more that they go out with this type of clown parade, and the less they speak to those 25 million people who are unemployed or underemployed and need to get a job and need to see this economy moving, the less they talk about that, the more I think infuriated those people are. They're hurting, and yet they're throwing Sandra Fluck at them. You know, I think it's fine.
How are you and Paul Begala brothers? I mean, which one was dropped on his head or something by I mean, how it's like I have the same thing in my family, right? We have people who disagree on fundamental issues, but isn't it great because you can sit at the table and just throw mashed potatoes at each other or whatever. I mean, I don't, it's quite a difference between you and your bro.
It's fun, and I love Paul. I couldn't ask for a better brother. He's a phenomenal husband. He's a great father. You know, but in relation to his political views, we are just diametrically opposed. I mean, and I wear it with pride. I have been honored through Paul's connection with President Clinton. I was brought in, and I'm a far-right conservative, but I was privileged to do project work and do some advanced work with President Clinton. And the last 8 to 10 years, I've worked with President Bush 41. What an honor. And many years ago, President Bush 41 dubbed me the good Begala, and I wear that
with a great
amount of pride.
No, Chris, I actually remember that. That's how scary it is. Oh my goodness. Well, Paul's actually fun to be on television with. When I used to go on with him, we always had a riot, and you know, but he has that you guys have that Texas thing, right? That's what makes you fun.
Hey, you know what? The difference, though, between Paul and I and the Texas thing,
Paul and
he hasn't lived in Texas since 1989, Laura. You know, he came here after Clinton got blown out in his midterms for about a year and a half and taught at the great University of Texas. But other than that, Paul's
a Beltway
boy, man. So don't let him fool you. I'm the one. I'm the Texas guy. My roots are solid here, and this is where conservatives live and breathe.
No, and we're talking, of course, to Chris Begala here on the Laura Ingraham Show. So it looks like in some of these polls, Romney's up. He got 6-point bounce in a number of these surveys. But in others, he's still struggling in swing states, still tied up in places like Ohio, or we have Barack Obama up a few points in Ohio. And again, you have to look at the average of all these polls. But which polls are you looking at? Which polls really matter 2 months out?
You know, that's a great question, and I would urge your listeners, just urge all listeners to not pay attention to the vast majority of these polls. They're going out and they're oversampling the Democrats, Laura, and so they're getting corrupt data, and they know it. They're not only oversampling Democrats, like the Pew was plus 19 on Democrat, the latest Economist poll was plus 10, NBC Wall Street was plus 11, when really the turnout's going to be around even or maybe Democrat plus 2 or Republican plus 2. So you know for a fact they're cooking the books there. And then who do you ask? Who are your respondents? You know, just think about it. If you're not used to polls, just think to yourself, well, what is a poll about an election? We need to try to gauge who will vote, not adults. Not even registered voters. I don't care about adults, and nobody should. Only care about highly likely voters. And when you zero in on highly likely voters, you're looking at Rasmussen, you're looking at a few of the Reuters Ipsos, but not all, some of the Zogby polls. So highly likely voters has Romney up by 2 points right now, and 2% prefer another candidate, 5 are undecided. That's a big undecided there, 7. But all in all, you've got a basically dead even heat right now. I'm very comfortable that Mitt Romney is where he should be. We're still getting used to Mitt Romney. I'm talking about those undecideds and a lot of the people in this nation. They don't know him that well. They do know Obama well, and I think he's situated well. But again, urging people not to pay attention to the vast majority of these polls.
Here is Robert Gibbs. He was on CNN and speaking about the polls and how close it is. Let's listen.
Just 4 years ago, everyone was talking about the president's landslide, and he got 53% of the vote. So let's understand that we live in a very closely divided electorate. We have for quite some time, and this election was quite frankly always going to be close.
It was always going to be close. It's a 50-50 nation.
Yeah, well, you know, listening to the left is sometimes just, that's why I don't know what you're doing, Charlie. It would make my stomach churn. But it's enough just to have to watch them on the tube once in a while. But really, I think what they're missing is the unbelievable outcry from independents who are surging towards Romney, really getting away from President Obama. And they're looking for direction. 4 years ago, this candidate, Barack Hussein Obama, was ushered in by the sycophantic media as if he were a messiah. Nothing, he said, was questioned, and everything was great. I loved the Romney line that President Obama promised to stem the rise of the ocean, heal the planet, and I'm going to help you and your family. It's a completely different scenario. It's a referendum on Obama, and I think that's where people don't see the surge of conservatives and independents are going to go out there and say, we don't like the direction. We got 70% wrong track. 70% of this country thinks we're heading down the wrong track. It is not going to be as close as some of these polls think. I think Romney's going to win by a few points and maybe a little bit more in the Electoral College.
And food stamp use is climbing. In June, it got up to $46.7 million. So I guess if that's your barometer, the more people on food stamps, the more you should be reelected, then I guess Obama's doing really well. Another Obama milestone here on the Laura Ingraham Show. Chris Bagala, I got to hang with you down in Texas. I haven't been to Texas in almost a year. So I got to get down to Texas. It's one of my favorite places in the United States. I'm an honorary citizen, by the way. Rick Perry made me an honorary Texan. So I think I get a special badge I get to wear, or do I get to arrest people? I don't know, but I got to get back to Texas. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Laura.
All right, and when we come back, behind the Charlotte razzle dazzle and the war on women. Oh yeah, there is a war, and I'll tell you about it. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.